I'm excited about this, partner. We've been talking about this for a long time. Lorain County Restaurant Week. It begins tomorrow. It goes through next Sunday. And Jen Kennedy is in studio with us right now to talk all about it. Jen, thanks so much for coming in. How are you?
Good. I hope you guys are hungry.
Oh, we're going to be starving after we get done talking about this. Now, one of the reasons we love having people in studio is because we get a chance to talk before going on the air. And Jen, we covered a lot of ground before going on the air, talking about a wide variety of different topics, from skiing to Ellicottville to a few other things as well. And I want to get in to Lorain County Restaurant Week, the concept behind it. You've picked out an all-star selection of restaurants. But before we get into who you guys selected, let's get into the concept behind Lorain County Restaurant Week.
We have a great dining scene here in Lorain County, a ton of excellent restaurants, and we want people to know about them. We want people to get out and try something new. We want people from our neighbors to the east and the west to come into Lorain County and experience some awesome meal at one of our fine dining restaurants.
And there are several, and we were talking before coming on the air that, you know, this is something where you guys go out and you choose the restaurants that are participating in this. And again, you've selected some very, very good ones. But if you could, give us an idea as to how that process works and how you go about choosing which restaurants are going to be in this.
Oh, well, that's a really tough thing. We work with a lot of our partner restaurants, and we're looking for Restaurant Week, we're looking for a fine dining experience. We look at what they have to offer. We also look, we try to hit all of the different areas in the county, and we want to work with people that want to work with us, restaurants that we feel that will attract people to Lorain County.
And you've done a really nice job of pulling in people from every pile, so to speak, because you and I both love fish. You and I both love salmon. Matt Douglas is kind of a caveman. He loves his steak. So there's something to please just about everybody. And I would imagine that was probably part of the process, right?
When we worked with each restaurant and each of our talented chefs, we looked at what makes them unique. We actually tried to focus on something that was not on the menu, something that this is really special. They can't just get this any Friday or Saturday night. Because I'm a little bit more of a pickier eater, we asked them to look for maybe a different kinds of protein, a fish, some beef, maybe some white meat, whatever would make them special, whatever people come and love in their restaurant as well.
And again, there's so much to get into here. You guys have so many wonderful restaurants. You had sent me the list of participants earlier today and the menu items earlier today. If we had the time, we'd go through every single one and talk about all these wonderful dishes. And there are so many awesome entrees, so many great soups and salads part of that first course. The thing that blew me away was the offering for the dessert. And you could tell me that I couldn't eat an entree the rest of my life. You could tell me you can't have any appetizers the rest of your life. You've got to live off desserts. I'd find a way, because I've got a sweet tooth and I could definitely find a way. I can't believe just how great these desserts are. Was that part of the process too, offering a dessert that's not normally on the menu?
That was something that we suggested, but we did give a little bit of flexibility, because I know, you know, sometimes when I go to my favorite restaurant, it's kind of like, oh, I can't wait to get their cheesecake or whatever it is. So we didn't want to take away. We really focused on the entrees, but we were just wowed with how creative our chefs and our restaurants were with all of the Berries Foster and warm chocolate brownies with hazelnut fudge. I mean, they really, Earl Grey creme brulee, they really did an amazing job preparing menus.
Jen, I know this is still a fairly new concept, Restaurant Week. How long has it been around now?
This is our second.
That's what I thought.
The first one, we were just blown away with the success.
Sure.
People loved it and asked for it back.
What are some of the things you learned from that first go-around that you're kind of bringing with you and helping out in year number two?
We let restaurants have a little bit more inconsistency in price. Mm-hmm. This year it's just $30 for three courses and that's it. Also, what we learned is that it's really important to make a reservation in advance. So for everyone that's listening, make your reservation now. I think that's a really important thing, because we'd hate for you to get turned away. These restaurants are busy and people are coming out.
Makes sense. One of the things I think is unique to it, too, and you kind of hit on the fact that, you know, you go to your certain restaurant and you have that meal or that main entree or that dessert you always go to. I think this opens things up with the three-course meal for those who may tend to go. So, I mean, it's not just for the people visiting Lorain County, although that may be the main attraction, but for those living in the area, it gives you that opportunity to try something new and gives them a chance to showcase it, right?
You know, I'm one of those people that needs to be pushed out of my
Same
comfort
here.
Zone. So it actually is really nice to be pushed just a little bit out of my comfort zone. What our goal is, we want people to try a new favorite restaurant instead of going to the same place that they always go, or find a new special occasion restaurant. Try something that may be not around the corner, something that's a little bit further, and we've done all the thinking for you,
sure.
You know, by preparing different options for the salad, the entree, and the dessert.
Again, we're talking with Jen Kennedy, Visit Lorain County, about Lorain County Restaurant Week, and we're having a lot of fun doing so, let me tell you. Well, the idea here is all of these participating restaurants, they're offering this three-course meal for $30 per person, but at the end of it, there's an extra little caveat here, too, because you can also win a gift card. So how are these prizes? How do you make yourself eligible to win one of these prizes?
Well, the really nice thing is you go out, you treat yourself to a really nice dinner, and you have a chance to have someone buy you the next dinner at one of these restaurants. Basically, how it works is if you visit one restaurant during Restaurant Week, you will get presented with a card from the restaurant. On that card, it has all the instructions on how to get the card back to me. You visit one, you get entered into a raffle to get to win one of 11 $50 gift cards. So we're giving away 11 $50 gift cards. If you visit two Restaurant Week participating restaurants, you get entered into a raffle to win one $100 gift card to one of the participating restaurants.
And just think about that for a second, because we're talking about some wonderful restaurants here in Lorain County, and we can go ahead and name some of these. I mean, 1833 Restaurant, Bistro 83, Cole's Public House, the Cork Tree Tavern, Jackalope Lakeside, which we should mention, you know, a three-course meal for $30. At any one of these restaurants, that's phenomenal. I'm singling out Jackalope because I'm looking at their second course, the main course. They're offering a filet with lobster tail or shrimp. For $30, you kidding me? I mean, plus you get an appetizer and a dessert on top of that as well. I mean, there's also Nemo Grill, which I can vouch for. I've been to Nemo several times. Love it. Parker's Grill and Tavern. Sapori Italian Grill. Did I say that right?
Yep, you sure did.
Sorrento. The Unicorn Restaurant and Pub. And the Verando Bistro and Bar. Did I cover them all?
You got them all. Yes, we have lots of great options.
You were talking about the dining experience as well. I mean, we can sit here and we can get really excited about the food itself, but I think that was a big part of what you guys were trying to accomplish as well. It's not just the food, not just the taste or the quality of the food, but it's also the quality of the visit, right?
Absolutely. Like I said, our restaurants are excellent. We have great, great restaurants here. Every experience is fabulous. So we think that we need to get out there and put our best face forward. Try a new restaurant. It is so important to support Lorain County restaurants, because when you have friends and family that come into town or your family reunion, you'll be more familiar to where to send people. This is the special occasion restaurants. These are the, you know, fine dining restaurants. And I believe that our local chefs and restaurants and staff and servers do a phenomenal job, just as well as you could find anywhere else. So we're really, really proud of our restaurants.
As you should be, and I think as we all should be, as Lorain County residents. There are so many great restaurants around here, and I think it's interesting you bring that up, because I look at some of these restaurants, and I've driven by a lot of them. Some of them I've not stopped by and actually tasted just yet, but I really can't wait next week, because I'm going to have a field day with a lot of these places. And you guys give people an extra incentive with the $50 gift cards, the $100 gift cards, but it's also an opportunity to try some things that you mentioned you haven't tried before. If you're of age, you can also go to these places and try some of those cocktails as well. And there are some places on here I've actually cheated and looked at some of the menus. There are some nice adult libations at some of these places as well.
We've got places that offer great craft beers. We've got wine. We've got cocktails. Pick your poison. But remember to drive home safely. Make sure you have a designated driver if you do indulge.
Yes, especially if you do it on a night like tonight where it's, well, raining now, yeah. Could be freezing rain later, could be snow later. And I think it's fascinating just how many of these restaurants are involved. And, you know, obviously, as the week comes to an end, you guys will have a chance to sit back and look at this thing and see how it went. And I would imagine that in the coming years, this is the kind of thing you'd certainly like to expand, because I think the beautiful part about Lorain County is that there are just so many uncovered treasures, you know, hidden treasures in this area, and the restaurants are certainly a big part of that. And we were talking before about just how big the cupcake crawl was when we had you in here last time. We were talking about that and Lorain County Burger Week, you know, Lorain County's best burger, and some of those burger staples, it was only supposed to be a one-time thing. They've become permanent fixtures on a lot of menus.
You know, as we said, last year we launched our first restaurant week. The response was overwhelming. We actually carried that out to a more casual fare, into the Burger Battle, in which we crowned the winner of the Burger Battle at Avon Brewing Company. We also, in October, launched the Cupcake Crawl. We've got a couple other things up our sleeve here coming this year. One of them is something sweet in the summer for the family, a whole family activity. And we've got something also coming up in the spring. So we're really excited about some initiatives to try to get everybody involved and try to learn about all the awesome places there are right here at home.
Not that we're trying to brag, but we've got some inside information that we cannot share with our listening audience. One is savory, and as Jen mentioned, the other's going to be sweet. So we really can't wait to have you on again to talk about all that, because it's obviously very, very exciting stuff anytime we get a chance to talk about food. But with Lorain County Restaurant Week, as you've alluded to already, this is an opportunity to find a special occasion place or to get to a place that maybe you haven't been to, so you can see all the wonderful dining options that for many of us out there, maybe we didn't know, but are right in our backyard. So, I mean, you've got the first course, you've got the main course, you've got the desserts. I'm salivating at these desserts. I mean, just the creativity from the chefs involved at these restaurants, it blows me away just how wonderful some of these main courses are as well. So $30 a person, Lorain County Restaurant Week. It starts tomorrow. It goes through next Sunday. Now, there's a voting process with this as well, much like there was with the Colossal Cupcake and with the Burger Battle, or is there's no voting involved?
There is no voting involved, just a chance to have your next fine dining experience on us.
It sounds interesting, too, but I realize we're in the middle of Lent. It seems a lot of these restaurants offer up an opportunity for you to get fish as well if you're going out on that Friday night.
Absolutely. We thought of everything.
You really did.
Yep.
Impressive.
We ask, though, that people make their reservations. We highly suggest reservations and make them today.
Well, we did mention a few minutes ago there's a place involved here that's offering a filet and lobster for $30. You can see why you might need reservations. It's going to be very popular very quickly. Jen, for our listeners out there wondering where they can go to find the menu items that are specifically designed for the $30 deal and wondering how they can find out more, where can they go?
Go to visitlorainecounty.com/locoeats. You can also search Loco Eats on your favorite social media platform. #LocoEats on your favorite social media platform.
Tweet at me, Loco Eats, because if some of you are out there listening and you stop by beginning tomorrow and you get a glimpse at some of these menu items I haven't had a chance to taste yet, use that hashtag, Loco Eats. I'm going to take a look at some of you out there. So whether you're using Twitter or Instagram, whatever the case may be, I need to see some of those pictures so I know where I should go next. Jen, this was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for coming in studio.
Thanks for having me. Bon appetit.
Bon appetit, indeed.